All right, so my time is kind of precious right now, so I've got to do this in segments. I'll probably put it on pause and then keep recording. Your time is always precious. You got to be careful where you spend your time. You spend your time at work with around a bunch of lost people, a bunch of narcissistic Jezebel lost people, and you know, when you get off your shift, it's time to regroup. It's best to be prepared before you go into your shift with some good thoughts, Bible, biblical thoughts, but it's also important to renew your mind after you leave that kind of shift with around a bunch of chaos and corporate insanity. Because it's all about profits, you know, money. It's money, 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 and they want to climb up the ladder. They don't really know how to be leaders. They're tyrants instead of leaders. They don't understand leadership. They're just tyrants. And they try to project motives and situations that are not even real. And they also it's all hypocritical because they try to put you under something that they can't even do and they don't even have the answer for. And so I don't care what industry it's in, it's all the same. Anytime you're around a lost person or a lost system, a Babylonian system, it's all the same game. It's the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh, well, I'm going to make you create more bricks with a less straw. They don't want to be held accountable, but they want to hold you accountable. It's the God complex. They are like, they think they're gods, you know. It's sad. It's really sad. The micromanaging stuff, that's just all a mind game. You're under attack, you know. You're always under attack. Now, you need authority, you need order, and you need a system to cut you and turn you, yes. But there's an extreme to it. It's an MKUltra system through and through. The mind control is constant. It's through the media, it's through the news, it's through the YouTube, it's through the email, the Yahoo, the radio, the music. It's in Hollywood. You're being bombarded with lies that are contrary to scripture 24/7, 7 days a week. And you wonder why people act crazy, because they're being brainwashed to act crazy. There's a new thing on TikTok where people are pretending to be NPCs to make money off of that. They're pretending to be NPCs on purpose. I mean, the only thing I can figure, the only reason they would set up something like that is the only reason TikTok, China would set up something like that, or people would do something like that is, It's a mind game. It's mind control. It's totally off the roof insanity, to be honest with you. And that game is the same game. It's just being morphed into different versions. You know, different versions of dumbing down the people, you know, distracting you. Time stealers, time wasters, it's just a time waste. It's stealing your strengths, your time, your energy, your resources, your opportunities. It talks about it in Proverbs. Solomon's mother told him, said, "Don't get. It's not for kings, old Lemuel, to give your strength unto women. Time stealers." And it's not just that. It's the woman represents the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. The woman represents video games, and I'm not talking about save women. I'm talking about the harlots and the Jezebels. To save women, you got to spend time with. That's iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron, you know. The saved woman builds you up. The saved man builds the woman up. The saved woman up. You can't yoke up. See, that's part of the game, too. That's part of the attack. They want you to... they want you to... take the substitute for the real. Let me say it again. The devil wants to give you the substitute for the real. What do you think? This is my realization about online. The internet was the substitute to the real world. Now people are shifting back. People left the real world to go to the internet. Now they're leaving the internet to go back to the real world. I saw that post somewhere the other day. Praise God, hallelujah, it's over. It's coming to an end. The internet will just be omnipresent. You will just use it for your benefit, but you can still get stuff done in the natural. So don't go back to the lie. Don't go back to the fake reality. It's all fake reality, people. The man-made system is fake reality. You got to get out there and function and do something. Get out of a box. This is why they want you working in a cube. You got to get out of the cube, walk around, take a break, walk outside, get some sun, get away from your little cube box. You got to do it. You've got to do it. You got to do it. I gotta put this on pause. You're under attack to pull you into a smaller and smaller box. Not only is it a physical box, but it's a mental box, it's a psychological box, it's just a closed-in system, you know? It's a fractal. It happens everywhere all the time that they're trying to close you in. These narcissistic agents of the devil, they have to traumatize because that's the demonic spirit, right? They have to traumatize because they're demonic. If they can get you, see, they want to possess you through a proxy to get you to obsess over something or project a false identity onto you. They try to do psychological manipulation to put some kind of fake reality on you, around you. And this is why they want to isolate you from other believers and other experiences and starting your own business or doing whatever. Because if you get your identity, out of a... you get your identity out of Christ. But what I'm saying is if you don't get your identity out of them and you get your identity out of your hobby or your business or your goals down here. I'm talking about a 3D identity. If you get something that you function that's building you up, that you're good at, that you enjoy, that creates a feeling of accomplishment, you see what I'm saying? But if they project an identity that you're not good enough, that you don't meet up to expectations, whatever, it's a mind game they're trying to play on you. One of the reasons I started doing recordings many years ago is because I saw the game. I didn't really understand it like I do now. But by speaking the truth, you're reprogramming your mind. You're in this world, right? And you don't even have to upload it. Just record some stuff and eventually you might upload it. But record some stuff. See, if you're raised around a family of negativity and depression, you're going to have to speak yourself out of that. One reason I push the etymology is because the etymology reconfigures your brain back to source. You actually see more than the average person. Pretty much 99% of the people don't even know what you see. Because you can take the etymology and go back to source and you can think in a source code mindset, where everybody else is thinking impartiality. If I take any word and I look at the etymology, it'll break it into parts into its cognates. Let's think of a word that's constant. Let's look at the word constant. C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T. I'm waiting to get a tire done here, so I'm just sitting in the parking lot, just brainstorming. Constant. C-O-N means together. S-T-A is stand. When you're constant and steady, steady state, you stand. It's all about standing, people. But in order to stand firm, you have to be in the flow. It sounds like an oxymoron. What do you mean I'm to stand, I have to be moving? Yeah, exactly. It sounds like an oxymoron, but in the natural, but in the spiritual, it makes total sense. You're moving towards your destiny, your destination, your goal, your whatever it is, getting out of debt, eating better, losing weight, saving money, investing in a business, building a business, whatever. You're moving towards your goal. And hopefully it's an ethereal goal, it's an ether goal, it's a spirit goal. It's an unseen goal to most people. Most people don't see your goal. When you're looking for truth, I noticed this when I was first saved. I got married not too long after I got saved, which was a mistake, because I didn't know that there were fakers out there. I thought somebody was, you know, in church and a missionary. They really had it going on. But when you find out, they say, I was never a sinner. Well, you realize you were. If somebody's never been a sinner, they're still lost. Because Jesus didn't come to save the righteous, but the lost. If somebody says, I've never been a sinner, if your spouse says that to you, they're lost. Period. I've never been a sinner. Jesus didn't come to save the righteous, but the lost. I've never been lost. If somebody says that, they're still religious but lost. That's a side note. I've never been a sinner. I've never sinned. I've always done right. It's always you. It's not me. See, these are the works-based people. These are the narcissists. These are the legalists. These are the Jezebels who are out here. These are the Delilahs and the harlots out here running the street, pointing their finger at everybody else, but they can't look at themselves. They can never be introspective. They can never admit wrong or sin because it would destroy them. They're lost. The Pharisee. How many Pharisees run corporations? Most of the corporations. The very thing they complain about, they're doing to people under them. The very thing they complain about and saying the people above them are doing, they're guilty themselves to the hilt, maybe even 10 times more. And it has to play out. This kind of stuff has to play out because it's a reflecting pond. Whoever it is, it could be a marriage, business, church, it could be anything. So somebody's sitting there saying, and if you're saved and you've done, don't beat yourself up. There's therefore now no condemnation of those in Christ Jesus. We've all done this, so don't beat yourself up. But I'm talking about the lost person that can never see it. If you have conviction, praise God. But let's say it could be a marriage, it could be a business, it could be anything. And so you see this person all the time, every day or whatever, and they're sitting there talking about somebody else or a customer or situation or whatever, and it's always happening. I'm talking about individuals. They'll pick out individuals, and I'm not talking about seeing the overarching pattern. Yeah, there's an overarching pattern that all men are, let God be true and every man a liar, everybody's a sinner. But these people will pick out certain little things, idiosyncrasies that get on their nerves with a customer or with somebody under them or something. They'll pick on something. And I've seen this 1,000 times, and I've thought about it for many years. I've thought about it for 30 years, really, 20, 30 years. And so it's like, okay. They might just, every time a man comes up, they hate men, okay? But they don't say they hate men. They say something like, men hate, they hate women. Okay, so let's say it's a woman who every time a man comes up, she gets upset with the men and says, all men hate women. Well, it's because she hates men. Same with a man. If a man says, all women are blah, 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 that's not true across the board. It's true. It could be true in the lost, the unsaved realm. Yeah. It's a thing. They want division. They want the gender wars. They want the red versus blue wars all the time. I'm a cowboy fan. I'm a redskin fan. I'm a whatever fan, you know. Because the division is part of the mind game. It's all mind games all the time. That's why you need the word, the oneness in the body of Christ helps to heal that division. But a lot of your local churches, they create the same division. When you go in there, they want you to hate everybody else but their church because they're wanting to make you loyal to them and give that tithe to them. So it's all a mind game, people. So whether you leave your job under oppression and under mind games, then you say TGIF, and then you go to a bar or go out somewhere and you got a bunch of noise and the media and the music and the news and you're under mind game. You go somewhere and have fun with some friends. If you're saved, you're not going to go to the bar, I would think, but some people do. But wherever you go, a big collection and gathering of people, and there's usually agents and false brethren everywhere you go. So then you go there, even if it's like some kind of get together where it's a gathering. What are they talking about? The news, the media, the world, the flesh, for our life. So you never really have time to yourself. Then on Sunday you go to church and there's more division. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday. So you're so busy all week long and you're being filled with other people's thoughts, other people's projections, other people's ideas. Half of them are witches and warlocks, half of them are narcissists, half of them are psychopaths, and it's all about greed and money and the world and the media and the news and the music. And you gotta listen to this music. They'll even use country music. You gotta listen to this country music. I don't even listen to music anymore. This country song, you gotta hear that. This song here, you gotta hear that. It's always a battle happening all the time. And so you go week after week after week and you wonder what's wrong. And you've been brainwashed. You have no time for meditation. You have no time for your goals. You know, think about it. So you're in this dead-end job, right? And so you wanna set some goals. Think about this. You wanna set some goals to start a business or start a whatever. Some kind of business. And you go into church and they say, where you been? Building a business. Why are you doing that? What do you love the world? No, I want to be free from the world. I want to invest. I want to be free. So they drain your time, drain your energy, put you under guilt, condemnation when they even say you're freedom in Christ. And they never preach on that Romans 8:1, because if they preach on Romans 8:1, there's therefore now no condemnation of those who are in Christ. Then you won't feel guilty if you miss a day of church, or if you take some free time and some quiet time to yourself, or you have a hobby, or you go to the beach, or you build a business. They won't be able to put you under guilt anymore. Do you understand? So you're under guilt 40 hours a week. Then you go to church, you're under guilt. Then you're bombarded with your friends who play these little at your little gathering that you have, play these little mind games, guilt trip games, stuff like that. It's like a continual bombardment of insanity and warfare all the time. The warfare never ends. It's like a game theory is 24/7 warfare. 24/7 constant warfare game theory. And if you don't fight it with some peace and some solitude and separating yourself and getting away from the worldly wisdom that's everybody around you, their TV, their music, their media. If I went into the extreme, you'd probably get depressed, because if you really wake up to what's going on, you're being bombarded to the nth degree that it boggles the mind when you see it. It boggles the mind. And they're always trying to pull you in, get your attention, feed off of your attention, feed off of your time, feed off of whatever, because that's a demon spirit. I'm not saying these people are necessarily demon possessed, but they're thinking they're oppressed. It's a proxy war. They're obsessed with their ideas, their ways, their thing, whatever it is, and they're trying to get you to follow some kind of worldly, fleshly, temporal thing instead of setting your affections. But instead of telling you, hey, go sit in a corner somewhere and meditate and read your word and think